It is 85 degrees here in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO. It's 308. And it is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And I'm glad to be here with you. That is, of course, my name. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It'd be somebody else's. And also with me, the one who is always trying to take over the airwaves each and every day and does it with a huge smile on his face. He is the man, the myth, the producer,
Michael Loudon.
There you go. He's here. Anyway, we're here ready to go. And we've got, I tell you, this is one of those, it's Tuesday, but this feels like a Monday.
And that's because we had a holiday yesterday.
Yeah, and it was a great holiday. I enjoyed loafing. And that was pretty much my day. So you were probably running, I'm sure.
I did.
That's what you do.
I went over to Climax and ran in the Run to Climax. It's a 7-kilometer race.
Uh-huh.
We go around their fields there and run back into town. We probably doubled the population of Climax that day. But it was a nice, fun race. They had a parade afterwards as well. Unfortunately, I couldn't stick around for that. I had other commitments going on.
Sure. I know there were some great parades, and I'm having that regret that I didn't take one in yesterday. I should have. But at the same time, Memorial Day, you know, we spent some time thinking about loved ones, families, friends serving in the military who've given their lives and that kind of thing. So certainly that is what it's all about. And at the same time, glad to be back here with you and back into the middle of your work day. Or maybe you're going home now. I don't know. Maybe you're going, all right, I've had enough. That's it. I'm out of here now.
Lucky dog.
You know, either way, we're glad that you're here with us because we've got some great stuff for you today. A little bit later, going to be talking about the VA. Because interestingly enough, the president acknowledged it at the very least in his Memorial Day message. And there's some other things to bring up along those lines as well. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, assuming that time is kind to us. Also, we got a movie ticket giveaway. And this particular movie coming out this weekend, Maleficent. Yeah, I'm not saying it three times fast, first of all. It's a Disney movie. It's the one with Angelina Jolie in it. She's been in almost nothing lately. So to see this come out, this is going to be interesting. And it's basically Sleeping Beauty from a different angle. That's about the best way to put it. So we're going to be giving away some tickets for that, four of them, for this movie coming out this weekend. We've got it at Celebration Cinema, a great place to go see movies. In fact, I was there yesterday. Seeing a movie, not this one.
No, you said you were seeing Million Dollar Arm.
Million Dollar Arm, yes, which I recommend that. If you're thinking about, is there a good movie out there to see? That one is a good, feel-good, there's baseball in it. It's not a baseball movie. I wouldn't describe it as that. But it's a movie with baseball in it. That's probably the best way to do it. It is definitely character-driven, that kind of thing. But at the same time, if you're a baseball fan, I think you'll like this one.
Good.
So I certainly enjoyed that. Not sure if I'm thinking about this one, Maleficent. I don't know if I'll get out for that one or not. But the previews on this one look pretty intriguing. So I always kind of like those stories of, hey, let's take it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always see it from the good side. Well, this one, seeing it from the not-so-good side, so should be interesting. But we got four tickets to give away sometime before the end of the program today. We'll be doing that. Also, our video of the day. Do you watch American Idol this year?
Unfortunately, I don't get into American Idol at all.
Okay. All right. Apparently, no one did, from what I understand. It's one of these things where the ratings were down and that kind of thing. But the people at Bad Lip Reading did. And, you know, they've come up with some good ones in the past. They've done the NFL. They've done the Twilight series. They've done, some of the presidential debates.
Game of Thrones.
They did that one. Well, they've done American Idol. And this one's kind of cool. You'll enjoy this one. So check it out. It is in our blog section. That's down below the news at WKZO.com. Or we do have it posted on our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked us on Facebook, feel free to do so, and you can do that simply by clicking on the Facebook link at WKZO.com. Takes you to the page, like us, know, then you might even check out that video as well. So that's the video of the day. Hopefully you will check that out with us. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was the minimum wage, because the news came out earlier today, and this was just before 10 o'clock this morning. There was a new minimum wage bill that advanced out of committee. And this particular one, this is a revised version of the Senate bill, which I predicted all last week. You know, the Senate sent this bill over and they said, what was it, 920 was their high water mark. Well, the House came out with one, 850 an hour eventually when it gets up to, I think it's 2017 when it finally gets to that point in the House version of the bill. They also took the language out that would index future increases to inflation. So I thought that was kind of an interesting move. Just looking up, now, the one thing that this bill would also do that previous House bills have been, apparently wouldn't have done, this particular House bill would actually supersede the ballot initiative that they're trying to get enough signatures for. I guess they're turning the signatures in either today or tomorrow. Not sure which, but they claim to be wrapped up. They claim to have what they need to get this thing on the ballot. Well, the legislature's trying to do an end run around that. And so in this case, they're working on something in the House. Basically, what would happen if the House passes this, it would have to go back to the Senate. The Senate would vote on it. And then if it worked out, then it would go to the governor for his signature. Haven't heard as whether or not he would sign that or not. I think he's been relatively indifferent to it one way or another. So it would be interesting to see how that works. The interesting thing about this, you know, the Senate bill, I always said, well, wait a minute, 920, that's still pretty high. So, you know, this is something where I'm not sure if 920 is a good number. I'd like to see what, you know, what the, when you run the numbers, what it does, what kind of unemployment would you see, what kind of price increases would you see, that kind of thing. This, I like the number, 850. I think that's reasonable. You're basically talking about $1.10 slowly over time. I think it's doable. I think it's definitely doable. It's something that's worth looking at. The other thing, though, and I'm a little different than what most conservatives would be, I kind of like the idea of indexing to inflation. Just for the specific reason of it takes this out of the wheelhouse of every 3 or 4 years, let's bring it up again and let's talk about it again. And let's, you know, it's not an issue that should be something legislators should have to look at every now and again. Let's just get it done. That's my thought on it, because then it takes it out of the realm of, well, let's bring this up and beat on it. We haven't done that in a while. Well, let's do this. See, it looks like, you know, we're doing something for voters. How about you do something for voters once and it sticks? That might be a good idea, you know, but that particular provision was stripped out of that one. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is going to be once the legislature finally sounds off and says, yes, House and Senate agree on this. And honestly, the House hasn't really voted on this one yet. I mean, it's gotten out of committee. They're looking at this. Personally, I think they'll probably end up passing this one because they want to get something done. And we talked last week, and I said, yeah, I think something will definitely get done on this. You know, if I'm looking into my legislative crystal ball, which is, you know, about as workable as pocket fuzz at this point, but, you know, I do my best. But that's just kind of my feel for this, is they're going to do something. And this one might very well be the thing that they do, because it does match up a little bit with what the Senate is doing. I think the Senate's going to come back along, look at this, and go, well, all right, maybe we can agree to the cost. Whether or not they agree to the idea of stripping out the future increases clause, that one is kind of curious. Because if they put that back in there, then you're going to see some more debate about that. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it works out. I definitely want to get your view on this because, you know, we've talked about minimum wage over and over. And people would say, oh, no, it's got to be 10-10. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. The interesting thing about it is, and this was in the Free Press, they had a poll that says, you know what, voters generally favor raising the minimum wage, but they really are kind of split on how they want to do it. Increasing it to 10-10 gets a 56% nod from voters. 39% said no, 5% or I don't know. Increasing it to 9-20, 49% favor, 42% oppose. 9% are kind of going, whatever, I don't know. What's on TV? You know, that's kind of what you're getting out of this. Do you prefer 10-10 or 9-20? 10-10 in that particular question gets 39%. 9-20 gets 38%. So we're not too sure, really.
It doesn't seem to matter to the people which one it is.
Now, there are people that are asking, do you approve of the Senate's actions on this? 54% said they disapprove in some form or fashion. There are some people that would say disapprove of it because it's going to override the will of the people. We've heard that argument over and over. But there's also the sense of 9-20 an hour? What are they, serious? Come on. That's the other side. So it's one thing that those two sides might actually a little bit agree on, that, wow, we don't like the Senate on this one. Now, you know, whether they've earned that or not, it was a bipartisan bill. Some Democrats, some Republicans voted for it, some voted against it. So apparently, yeah, we agree, but it's not quite as simple as all that. And we don't really agree on what we're going to do, just that we want to do something. So I think into an atmosphere like this, and this is my reading of the tea leaves, if you will, I think in an atmosphere like this, you got a poll like this. It's a poll that says, I don't know, do something. That's basically what you're getting there, because they're saying, well, 10-10, yeah, okay. Well, 9-20, yeah, okay, all right, yeah. Which one do you like? I don't know.
Yeah, just give me one. We'll deal with it. We'll be satisfied with it. It seems to be that's what the people are thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, 850 was not asked about in this one. The House hadn't done anything with that bill at that point. So, you know, that would probably split it even further, I have a feeling. But, you know, I think really what the people, what voters in the state are going, gee whiz, do something. Yeah. I think that's the bottom line. And you'll get certain people, you'll get people that are behind this ballot initiative that will go, got to be 10-10, has to be, that's it, that's what we need, and anything less, we're going to starve people to death. We've already heard that argument, and we're going to hear it again. Because guess what? It won't be 10-10. By the time this gets done, something will be passed. Now, whether it's 850 or 920, don't know.
Or something in the middle, maybe?
Yeah, you know, they might just split the difference and go 875. Whatever, you know. But at some point or another, they're going to come up with something and go, all right, here it is. Here's what we can agree on. Let's vote on it. Boom, boom. All right, we move on.
But I think they need to have the debate on indexing it for inflation, because I think that needs to be in there. Otherwise, like you said, we're going to talk about this every 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and really, who needs that? You know, I mean, we know why the ballot initiative is there. Yes, there are some people that are interested in getting a raise. I get that. But you can see on one side of the political aisle, they're going, get a lot more of our voters out. Yes, we agree. And I think that's some of what you're seeing here. As much as on the other side, you're seeing some that are legitimately going, okay, let's have a discussion about this. And others going, we don't want this ballot proposal. We don't want that many voters on the other side to come. So, you know what? We're going to do something. You know, I think you're seeing different motives on both sides. So, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily the clean motive on either side. I think at this point you've got to come to some sort of an agreement that isn't 10-10 and isn't staying the same. Staying the same is not supported by too many people. Staying the same, basically, that was supported by 18% in the question of do you prefer 10-10 or 9-20. There were some people that said neither. And, you know, the answer to the question was shouldn't change the minimum wage. So that one doesn't have a lot of support. We get that. 10-10, it gets a 1% slim plurality in this particular poll question. But, you know, I think it's insignificant if you look at 38% that said 920. I think ultimately, if you said it's going to be 920, those 10 people come over and say, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's most, money. Most it's okay.
Would,
you know,
most of them would come over and say it's okay.
You know, and I think, you know, truthfully, I don't know. Maybe the answer is 875. I don't know. I don't have any idea. I'm not the smart one here making laws. I'm the semi-smart one that gets to talk about all this stuff. But I don't want to talk about this all by myself. So as we continue to talk about the minimum wage, I want to get your angle on this. Because, you know, the House has come out with this. They're saying $8.50 increase to that by the time that that 2017 comes around. I think if you're going to do $8.50, you need to do it a little quicker than that, just as a compromise factor.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do it a little bit quicker. That indexing, there are some business leaders that don't like that, and I understand why that was stripped out of there. I think it at least needs to be talked about. And maybe that's something that we could talk about after the election. That takes the heat off of everybody so we can have a legitimate discussion about it. You know, whether it be in a lame duck session or next year, we can talk about the indexing. But I want to get your angle on this. What do you think about the House's efforts? What do you think we should be doing? And what ultimately do you think we are going to do in the state of Michigan? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 382-4280. 877-382-4280 as well, if you'd like to be a part of the program. Also, 803-73 will allow you to text in and share your opinion that way. So I hope that you will do some of that as we continue ahead here. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's 590 WKZO. Just gets stranger and stranger as you move along. I'm talking about minimum wage, and there's a bit of breaking news as Mears shares with us. There has been a deal on minimum wage that's just been made here just a little bit ago. State's minimum wage under this particular deal would move to $9.25 an hour by 2018. This is under an agreement struck earlier today by the legislative quadrant. Under the plan, the governor would have an opportunity to sign an increase from the current $7.40 an hour one day before a citizens group is slated to turn in petitions on an initiative to jack the rate to $10.10 an hour. Interesting that that comes out in the shadow of all this. I'll read up on that a little bit further as we continue along, but I wanted to share that with you because that definitely is part of the mix as we talk about this. Honestly, what do you feel like that does, and what does that add to it? Or does it just confuse things further? 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 803-73. You could be a part of the discussion with us as well as we turn to Ed in Mattawan. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing good this afternoon. Hopefully you guys are, too.
Can't complain.
Question. You know, my comment would be this. I don't really have a question, but
okay.
You guys talk about minimum wage quite a bit. No one has really discussed the employer burden part of this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people realize that people make $9 or $10 or whatever. I'm a small contractor. I do employ people. I've never paid someone a minimum wage. My starting wage with my company was $10 an hour
mm-hmm.
way back in the day. And what I'm saying is that people have to get real. Do they think they can live on $18,000 a year or $20,000 a year these days? It's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
What I see, even young carpenters or apprentices working for me, living at home with their parents, they're struggling if they're making $10 an hour. By the time they pay all the burdens, and then you look at the employer's end of it with Social Security and Medicare and federal employment tax and all these issues, we're paying a lot more besides insurance and work comp and all these things. So if employer's looking at it, he's viewing it from a completely different point of view than a person who's receiving the paycheck.
Sure. Well, and that's the big part of the thing. That's why we chat about it. So I'm glad that you brought it up. Ed, I do have to run to the break, but we are going to continue the discussion. So thanks for your contribution to it.
Thank you.
And we will continue discussing with you as the show moves along. 590 WKZO, The Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's 86 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. It is 3:39. Jeremy Lawrence here with you as we continue ahead on the program. Just looking over the radar in case you're curious about, I was awakened by that storm late last night or early this morning or whatever it was, and that hightailed it through the area pretty quick, and that's a thankful thing. But will there be more? Just looking over the radar right now, and it's looking like they're scattered all over the place. So there might be just occasional spotty rain here and there based on what I'm seeing on the radar. That said, I'm not the expert, and we're scheduled to speak with the expert here very shortly. So I'll let Bob Larson address that a little bit further as we chat with him. But, it's looking like some really nice weather is coming a little bit later in the week.
Oh, goody.
See, so that's good. You know, no complaints there. I mean, you're going to be running in it regardless. I know that. We all know that. You're going to make us look horrible. But it should be pretty good just going outside weather or running weather or sitting there looking out the window from the comfort of your living room weather, whatever it is.
Open the windows, for that matter.
You could do that, I suppose. You know, we've done a little of that.
I had my windows open last night, and then that storm came in, and I got all scared that limbs were going to come flying through my house because the wind really picked up.
Yeah, that was quite windy and rained the whole day. I was trying to sleep while that was happening.
I thought I heard some hail, too, as well.
I don't know. They all blend together. I think the last one had hail in it. There might have been some in this. I knew they were talking about that when they talked about that was what was coming to the area. So that'd be interesting. See what's going on with all of this. But, just the guy to tell us would be, I don't know, maybe a guy that works for AccuWeather. How about that? Yeah, if we just had somebody like that works for AccuWeather and knows what kind of weather we're going to be seeing and that kind of thing. If only we had a guy that could get us up to date on the weather. If only there was such a guy that could do that for us. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Bob Larson, right? If only there was a guy. Oh, wait, you're that guy. Okay.
I'll play that role today anyway.
Hey, Bob, how was your weekend?
It was great. How about you?
Really, really nice. I enjoyed loafing in the wonderful temperatures for the most part.
And how about the weather? Yeah, we held off the storms until last night,
mm-hmm.
and managed to get three nice days out of this.
Yeah, yeah, no
very hard
here.
To put together three consecutive ideal days at this point. It's a little bit easier generally when we get to the 4th of July time frame. More things tend to go wrong in May than in July, but we managed to pull it off.
Okay. All right. So, we marked that, but, right now I'm looking at the radar and just kind of looking to see all this scattered stuff that's in the area. So are we going to have to deal with that for the rest of the evening then?
Yeah, we are the rest of the, at least the first half of the night. I don't think it'd be an all-night thing. The threat period probably ends at about the time the storms moved into the area last night, i.e. 10, 11 o'clock, something along those lines.
Okay.
Until then, they'll be scattered. There are no guarantees that we're all going to get hit with heavy rain and storms, but there are some showers and storms that have to come through the area. Any of these can bring a quick downpour, a gusty wind, so need to be alert here early this evening. I don't think they're going to become widespread enough for there to be a severe thunderstorm watch for the region, but certainly there could be a strong storm in an isolated case.
What we're seeing right now looks like it's just you know, some heavy rain mainly. Right. Is that that fair to say?
That's true right around here. As we scan out bigger picture, there are some stronger storms on the other side of Lake Michigan, southeastern Wisconsin. No warnings with that, but they clearly are storms rather than just a couple of showers.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, as we head a little further into the week, what are we dealing with then? It looks like we've got some nice things ahead.
Yeah, we do. Can't rely on a spotty shower tomorrow morning still. This is a very slow-moving front that has to come through. But by and large, tomorrow's a good day, certainly by afternoon. And once we get to later tomorrow night and Thursday, it looks like an extended period of pleasant weather, which leads to my word. That word is stretch, as in a nice stretch of weather. Mm. It starts the middle of this week and takes us right through, hopefully, through the entire coming weekend, at least throughout a good portion of Sunday. The next threat of storms may come Sunday evening, but we might luck out like the way we did yesterday and hold those storms off until at night.
Okay. All right. So I guess better days are ahead.
Right, right. And very nice weather to come up. Not only rain-free once we get past maybe tomorrow morning, but comfortable as well. No weather extremes. Not going to be too chilly. It's not going to be too hot. We'll have warm, sunny days. Highs the first part of that time frame will be upper 70s, but then in the 80s, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But not terribly humid. So all things considered, to close out those final days of May and move forward toward the start of June, looking fine.
Now, Bob, just one off-the-wall question before we let you go here. You know, since we had such a lengthy cold winter and it seems like spring got off to a slow start, are we finally catching up with where we're supposed to be at this particular time of the year, or are we still a little behind?
Well, this upcoming stretch is pretty much where we're supposed to be, but that does not negate the when we look at the big picture. Overall, we're still well behind. To wipe that out, we'd have to go through an extended period of much warmer than normal temperatures, and I don't see that coming.
Okay.
Yes, the next several days are pretty much average for the end of May and then into the start of June. But that doesn't wipe out the large deficit that we had earlier.
Okay.
And overall, in a general sense, we do not believe this is going to be a hot summer. If anything, temperatures are likely, big picture, over the next few months to still be running a little below average. But certainly we're going to have some warm spells.
You know, I think that's the kind of below average nobody around here will complain too much about.
Below average in the middle of summer is not a bad thing necessarily, unless you truly enjoy 95 to 100 in high humidity or something like that.
No.
And there are those that do. We're not going to take that away. You're not going to ignore that fact. But, you know, generally, below average temperatures in the middle of summer, not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay. All
much
right.
Below and average, yeah, that would be a different story. A little below, we can take that.
And for those that love the humidity and heat like that, I recommend a vacation in the deep south.
Yes. Exactly.
All right, Bob, appreciate you checking in today.
All righty, Jeremy. We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. It's Bob Larson there from AccuWeather getting us up to date on things. It doesn't sound too bad. I'm not going to complain about this. It's all right. We can deal with some scattered storms and things like that. And, you know, on the other side of this, I'm liking what I see.
And good running weather, too. So not too hot, not too cold, and not a lot of humidity, it sounds like.
See, the sad part about this is I haven't run for a few days, so I might have to go out and run in this.
You're going to have to get heat acclimated.
I guess. We continue talking about minimum wage with you as the show rolls on. Four degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show continuing ahead. Been talking about the state minimum wage. You know, there's been the ongoing argument about this, and the argument continues, of course. There is a ballot initiative quite possibly making its way to ballots in the fall that would take things to $10.10 an hour in the state of Michigan. However, the Senate has acted, and they said, nope, we'd like to do $9.20 an hour. And this is all by 2017. That's the date that's been thrown out there for all of this to go up. It would go up in stages and in that particular stretch. Then the House came out and said, well, we can't do $9.20, so let's do $8.50. All right, okay, so we'll talk about that. Well, I don't know about you, but my head's spinning already. You know, because we've talked about all these figures. We've talked about, all right, index it to inflation, don't index it to inflation, that kind of thing. That argument is out there. And then a deal has been struck. And the vote coming in the House on this one, it would be a move to $9.25 an hour by 2018. It would basically take away the opportunity for this group to have the 10-10 thing on the ballot. And then to top that off, one part of this issue as well is that tipped employees, they would end up with, because they already have a pretty low minimum wage. Because, you know, they get tips in addition to their their wage, and it's, I don't know, it's two something. I don't have the figure right in front of me. But basically, under this proposal, you would see an increase in the wage for tipped employees to around $3.51 an hour. Under the ballot proposal, it would basically bring that tipped employee total up to $10.10 eventually with everybody else. Now, here's the other thing in this agreement. The new rate would be adjusted to the rate of inflation or 3.5%, whichever is lower in the new deal. Now, that's the other part of the deal. I would be interested to see in this indexing if there is a thought to say, all right, now wait a minute. If unemployment's pretty high, if business is struggling, does that get suspended as well? And I think that's an interesting thing to talk about in the whole debate about this. And, you know, with this new thing, I mean, this just came out. This came out after we came on the air. So we're talking about something brand spanking new that we really haven't even had time to do much analysis of. But we wanted to bring it before you so that you had the opportunity not only to hear about it, but you get a chance to react to it first before you find out in 3 or 4 days how the media would like you to react to it. And that's the thing. As we get more and more time into this, you're going to hear different angles on this. You're going to hear about, oh, this is good, this is bad. Honestly, I don't know. I'm throwing up my hands and going, wait a minute. I don't have any idea. But I want to hear from you on this. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Also, you can text us, 80373, and be a part of the discussion there. That's, you know, particularly if you don't have time to be on the phone with us. That's a great way to get your thoughts in. And as you know, if you listen to the program, if you've listened for any length of time, you know that we share some of those thoughts that come in. So that is another valid way to share your ideas. Now, honestly, we had a caller earlier that brought up this idea. The idea of we don't see what kind of cost there's going to be to the business involved with this. And that's one thing that isn't brought up in any of this. You know, I think you see some of this and you get, well, 10-10. All right. Well, no, 8.50. No, 9.20. You know what? 9.25. 9.25, and we'll push it off for another year after all that. It just kind of feels like we're going, there's a number. Okay. Or someone in Lansing has a dartboard with different numbers on it. You know, that's the only thing I'm thinking, because these numbers are just kind of getting tossed out there fast and furious.
It sounds like with you tossing all the numbers out there, it's like an auction, it almost seems like.
All right, 8.58, 8.58, I hear 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And don't ask me to be an auctioneer. It wouldn't be pretty. But there's the thing. It almost feels like somebody's got a dartboard and they're just going, okay, 9.10. I don't know that we necessarily need to do it that way. We're talking about making deals with, okay, 9.20, 9.25, 8.50, 7.40 is where we are now, 10.10. Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess in my mind, I want to hear some more facts and figures. I want to hear, all right, this 9.25 figure that apparently has been agreed on, what is this going to do to business? What is this going to do to the bottom line for business? And, you know, for so many people that will defend the idea of increasing the minimum wage, you know, you'll hear this thing of, well, companies can afford it. Well, okay, companies like Walmart probably could afford it. But companies like, you know, Joe's whatever restaurant on the corner that there's only one location of, always has been, always will be, people like that are going to struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about small business, and small business is one of the biggest job creators in this country. So that's what I want to hear. All right, how is this going to impact business? And not just discount stores or whatever, but I want to hear how this is going to impact somebody's local, you know, greasy spoon or somebody's local printing business or whatever it may be. How is that going to impact the bottom line of some of these businesses? Because it's a great question. Because if the bottom line, you know, if your profit is going to either get very slim or none, or you're going to end up being in the red, you're going to see increased prices for things, or you're going to see people lose their jobs over it. And that's not what anybody wants either. And I think that's why we need to talk about it. That's why we need to have a good discussion about it, not just say, well, that's the way it's got to be. That's why I throw it out to you. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Text us at 80373, and let's head on over to Deb in Vicksburg. Hi, Deb. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Actually, I called because I was going to tell you one little story, but now you've encouraged me to say something else to start with. But I do own, I own actually a lot of small businesses here in the Kalamazoo area for fundraising and advertising and that kind of thing. And I've kind of already been a little bit proactive because it sounds like something's definitely going to happen, but as far as just cutting staff back, because I definitely, with us, it's, you know, we're looking at it basically being the whatever increase plus an additional, you know, 20 to 30% more for the taxes and all the different things that we're hit up with every month and then every 3 months and that kind of thing. But with doing a lot of advertising work with business owners and things, so many people say they're just going to have to either completely change. Some people are saying they'll just retire when it comes to pass because there's no way they can afford to pay more money out. So that's one angle on a very small scale. But years and years ago, and honestly, I cannot remember. I was probably only, I don't know, maybe just out of high school. But my brother and I were talking. He was a manager of Kmart when Kmart was really hot. So that's been a long time ago. But he mentioned they were talking about the minimum wage going up, and it was only going up 75 cents an hour. But, and I was, you know, so being so young, I was, oh, man, it's about time, and no way you can survive on that money. And, you know, and my brother said something that I never forgot. He said, do you think that if they, when this goes through, if this goes through, that Kmart, as big as they are, is just going to say, oh, no problem, we'll just pay that extra money out, or do you think they're going to cut back staff? He already knew what they were going to do. And it ended up going through, and after that, you could walk through a Kmart. You could, I mean, what they did was they condensed down the number of people handling each department. So, I mean, big or small, businesses don't feel they can take that big of a hit. So,
well, and think about, you know, when you go into a discount store, and, you know, we'll just pick Walmart for sake of comparison at this point. But when you go in there, yeah, they got a ton of registers, but usually there's about three of them open. You know, what happens when this gets passed? How many will be open at that point?
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't matter the size of the business. The business owners have a certain profit margin they feel like they have to operate at, and whatever it's going to take to keep them at about that level. And unfortunately, that probably means more people will lose their jobs. And just one other thing, since I work in the school.
Sure.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago when schools, I mean, I'm in talking to a band director about doing a fundraiser who might be losing his job the next day because they're actually having teachers negotiate to cut their wages to keep some other people. I mean, it's just randomly say we're going to raise, like you said, I didn't even think about it like that, but, you know, throwing at a dartboard, you just can't do that. And even for teachers to say, well, I have to take a pay cut just to be able to keep some other people keeping their jobs, because otherwise it's unmanageable for me to do mine. So it's, you know, a lot of considerations involved, I think.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's why I hope, certainly, that there's some discussions involved, you know, and I'm sure there are some in Lansing, but it just seems like these numbers are coming so fast and furious that you're just wondering, all right, what's the next number we're going to hear, you know, so.
At least one thing. last thing is it's 4 years. You know, it's gradual, a little gradual. Mm-hmm. Maybe it won't be as impactful as first thought.
Certainly.
Thank you for listening.
Well, I appreciate that, Deb. I do have to run, but we are going to keep talking about this minimum wage. Looks like it's going to go up, but to what? We'll chat with you and keep it going right here on the show, 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.